Hey, it's Dan. Welcome back. This is I Allegedly. And no job is safe right now. No company is safe. No independent contractor. No consultant. No professional. No laborer. Nothing is as it was, until a few months ago. And it's only getting worse right now. Hit the like button, subscribe to the channel, but let's get right into it. There was a very disturbing layoff notice. And it was from a company called Moments. Moments is in Chicago, Illinois area. And they called all their employees to a company meeting, all 300 of them, and said, effective immediately, you guys are out of a job. And it was a, processing plant for the Johnsonville company. It does, brats, hot dogs, sausages, things like that. And these people were just like, what? Okay, place has been there over 50 years. And what's crazy about this is that they gave these people zero notice. None, we're done. We've weighed this decision and you guys are out. Now, here's the worst part is this happens in life. It really does. But I mean, when you start to, Darla Hernandez and all these other people that have been there, one woman, I was, 3 years away from paying my house off. And now I find out that I'm, getting fired and losing, everything to this company that's going out of business. Now, they're going to rip the building down for their factory, first of all. They're going to transfer some of the equipment. And, they're going to hire about 100 people, they think, in the Wisconsin area. Well, it's easier said than done, guys. Miss Hernandez, hey, go move to Wisconsin. That's not the point of this, though. Since the first of the year, okay, there have been 1,400 companies that have laid off people significantly. Now, I'm not talking onesies, twosies. I'm talking about 25, 50. And globally, it's even much worse. Now, think about this. The layoff tracker for 2025, and this is just the last week, June 11th, Singapore-based budget airline Jetstar, 500 people gone. 500 people gone. June 10th. Nottingham Hospitals cut 497 jobs, 500 basically. June 9th, Barclays Bank. Wow, are banks doing well or are they not doing well? Well, this week they're not doing well because they just cut another 200 jobs from their investment. Israeli mobile gaming company, well, Israel's got real problems, but 90 jobs. And then Malaysia Petronas cut 10% of its workforce. Or think about this, 5,000 jobs. So I don't care what you guys do right now. I don't care what business you're in. Oh, we're immune to this, Dan. It doesn't affect us. That only affects the big guys. I have work all the time. I am telling you, plan your life like you're going to get laid off. Do it right now. Do it right now. The auto industry is dying right now. And will it get fixed? Yes, in a couple of years. You're going to see there be a rejuvenation of gasoline-powered automobiles, which will be great. It's not going to happen tomorrow. It's going to happen a while from now. You're going to see used car prices go to nothing. You're going to see boats go to nothing. Motorcycles, planes, heavy equipment go to nothing. I am telling you guys, if you look at the government sites, there's government auction sites, there's places to buy things like that. Look at this stuff. Because it is absolutely crazy how cheap it is right now. But it takes, you doing your homework to do this stuff. And some people are lazy. They just want to coupon and go and be able to buy something cheap. And that's not always the case. I got something that's mind-boggling for you. There are communities here in California where people make over $100,000 a year. And I did that one video a few days ago about you're broke in these states if you don't make 200 grand. It's crazy. Because there are some people that live and make just over $100,000 and they're considered in the poverty line and they get to have low-cost housing. Is that nuts? New houses that are considered low-cost houses. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Had a story sent to me about a listeria outbreak on shrimp. There's 45,000 shrimp from Bornstein Seafoods in Bellingham, Washington, 45,000 pounds of shrimp that you're not supposed to eat. Ready to eat, peel and eat shrimp, sold California, Arizona, Washington, and British Columbia. And that came from Martha Stewart herself, who said, don't eat this, be careful. So, again, guys, it's nuts. You know, I hate things that are unfair. And a couple things that happen. There are people that live in apartments that are dead broke. Okay, so they have to get assistance from the states that they live in. And these programs, I know landlords that have this stuff. They've explained it to me in great detail. People have a minimum income. And then the price of the rent is supplemented by these people. Now, if a state changes its terms, they can sit there and go, hey, Dan, you got to pay the difference right now. What do you mean? My rent is $300. No, it's US $1,000. And what's happening around the country is you've got all these different landlords. And there's a great story below talking about how these people got caught. And some families, hey, listen, you have to pay the difference right now. And it's $12,000. What? I don't have 12 grand. Yeah, well, it's $12,147. That's your share because you don't qualify for the full subsidy. Is that nuts? Is that nuts? Now here it gets even worse, okay? And this was the story I was looking for, was there is a dockside condo complex. Think about this one, okay? In South Carolina, well, they have a $151,000 repair bill. The repairs are so bad to this building that it affects the neighboring buildings. And the neighboring buildings have to pay for the insurance that this place doesn't adequately have. So imagine, you don't even live there, and they're sending you an invoice to help pay this $151 million subsidy. It's nuts, guys. It's absolutely nuts. I'm telling you, the condo market is done. The condominium market is done. Now, here's the thing. You know, sometimes it's great. I mean, I've lived in condo complexes where you have the right people that are running everything, and they're budgeting everything, and they are nerdy von nerdsters and want the place clean and painted and the maintenance done, and they get 15 bids to get stuff done and get the lowest possible price to get the most amount of work. And then you have places like this that just neglect the place for years to where there's $151 million worth of repairs. So much so that the repairs around the building that was built in the 70s, you got to help us fix it too. Huh? Why do we have to pay for that place? So it's getting loony, guys, out there. It's getting absolutely nuts. And I want to thank Dr. Marvin for sending, and again, imagine paying insurance for your neighbor. I was going to title the video that, but it's just nuts on what we're seeing right now. So there's a bill in Oregon right now. And, I get it. Everybody hates the landlord. Everybody thinks that they're just thieves and all they do is go to the bank every day and rip us off. How about this one? If you find a defect in your rental unit, what's that? What is it? Seriously, what is it? You can get your deposit back from the landlord while you live there. So the only thing that the landlords have as a defense against you being a deadbeat and against you neglecting the place, setting fire to it, having a concert and having cars drive through the center of it. There is a guy that was part of Jackass, Steve-O, and I bought a cassette tape because I couldn't believe that this was a VHS tape, when I was married in the late 90s. And this guy was going to get evicted from his apartment. So he says, well, what can we do in the next 20 days? I know, we'll build a skateboard ramp inside the apartment. So he brought guys in, and they worked 24/7 and put a skateboard ramp inside the apartment. And it was a full-blown, and they rode the skateboard on it and made videos of it. You can look this stuff up online. It's there. And it's chaos. But the idea with it is, hey, I found a defect. Give us. I have a rental unit where the pool was green, where it was awful. It was uninhabitable. Sink didn't work. Furnace didn't work. Holes in the roof. It would rain and we would freak out. I didn't care. Didn't care at all. It'd be nice to have something like this to a point. But the point is that you get people that are like, I'm unhappy with the living conditions. I can hear my neighbors through the walls. I want a refund. No, jackass. That's not what it's designed for. So I want to remind everybody that we have a private channel called I Allegedly Live. and you sign up at iallegedly.tv, and I love doing that content for you. But here's one thing for you. Powen, the battery manufacturer, Powen, I've never heard of them, Dan. Well, they just got a $200 million loan to make batteries. Now, think about this. These guys make batteries for so many different names. How about Die Hard? Ever heard Die Hard? Remember the old Sears brand? They were so great. Die Hard, get a Die Hard battery, all the commercials, middle of the night, the snow, and everything like that. Well, Die Hard's done. Down for the count. And even as early as 2019, the company was considered doing well. So it's not just EV batteries that they're having a problem with. It's the battery to start your car. And again, I am telling you this right now from every professional that I know, okay? And my favorite one was, you know, an attorney, okay, who represents criminals who have committed felonies, and the guy committed a second felony, and he asked, can you do this one for free? Can it be like buy one, get one free? No, it doesn't work that way. So it's everybody, the auto mechanics. Hey, listen, can you just fix this? Now, understand this. When I dated the lawyer, the one thing that she explained to me is that the only thing that a lawyer has of value is their time. Do they lie about it? Of course they do. They're the worst, okay? You know, my favorite was the obituary where the lawyer says, John Smith, you know, died. He was 42. He had two kids. He died suddenly of a heart attack. But his billing said he was 106. You know what I mean? Because he lies about how many hours a day he works and bills you for. So it happens, guys. It happens, okay? Speaking of that, Las Vegas heat is so bad. When I dated my friend that lived in Las Vegas and I would have all my meetings out there, two things. Number one, companies are saying, listen, we don't want to have any more meetings in Las Vegas because of the expense. You know, somebody had a meeting at Caesar's Palace and for two people for lunch, or for breakfast, excuse me, was $170 for two people. Well, that's insane, guys. I mean, you know, learn to eat on a budget, learn to have drinks on a budget, learn to go out and have a meeting to where you're not going to have to spend that kind of money. The other thing is the heat is so bad, it's destroying tires. Now, the one thing that was difficult when I would take Rosie out there is that the cement would get so hot that I would have to wait to walk her till 11 o'clock at night. That's nuts, guys. Absolutely insane to put your dog through that. So they're seeing a real problem with that. You know? Oh, gosh. Looks like Trump may fire Jerome Powell. And with all the arguments for the economy, I mean, it's kind of crazy that he hasn't yet, okay? Now, who would be a good president of the Fed? Who would that be? Chairman of the Fed, pardon me. Okay, who would that be? Would it be Scott Bessent? Would it be our Treasury Secretary? I think that guy's pretty no-nonsense. I think that guy's pretty good. He'd also fall in line with Trump, and he'd cut interest rates galore. But here's the thing, guys. You can sit there and you can argue with me about how great, you know, we need to have interest rates cut and that's going to change everything. I just think it's nuts, guys. I think that that's not the answer. You've got to have people that can afford to buy these homes. You know, there's houses here in Southern California that are $1.7 million that are small houses. And a buddy of mine around the corner from him, you know, think about it. I have a friend that bought a house with 0% down in his house in the last month, closed escrow on it. That's nuts, guys. You know, $800,000 condo. Now, since then, one sold down the way for $25,000 more. When does that stop? Does it continue or does it go on forever? Does it go on forever? Well, I don't think it does. Now, a few things that are entertaining. First of all, Byron Allen was an okay comic. He's just an average guy who's on TV. He bought a few things where he started a late night comedy channel where he would play videos and bring comedians on. They'd have basically a talk show with comics. He made so much money from that he then bought the Weather Channel, guys. Now, he recently sued a bunch of different, McDonald's, first of all, saying that they refused to advertise on black-owned networks, which I thought, really? That's crazy. Well, if you read the lawsuit, it's really nuts. They just settled with him, and it was a $10 billion lawsuit saying that they didn't like Byron Allen because of his politics and everything. But that got settled this week, and now they're going to start advertising on all his shows and everything. But that guy, I don't have to worry about him. He's got all the money in the world now. What else? Best fast food place? Oh, no, it's not Shake Shack. It's not Five Guys, or as I like to call them, 55 Guys, because that's what a burger costs. It's good old In-N-Out. The best place for employees to work at in fast food is In-N-Out Hamburger. It started here on the West Coast in El Monte, California. And again, great burgers, fantastic, good service. Everything's great, but the employees are really happy, which is really a cool thing, you know? So you can't have enough of that, guys. You can't have enough happy people working for you. And, you know, final thing, wholesale prices trickle down a little bit. But again, you know, burgers, $15 now. They used to be $7. Okay, well, they're not going to drop to $7 again, guys. It's not going to happen. But inflation is curtailing a little bit. Do you feel it? Most people don't. And most people are sick of paying these prices. So let me know what you think. Hit the like button, subscribe to the channel, and let me know what you want to see. Hello@iallegedly.com. Stay safe. Don't risk yourself, okay? My private channel, we're talking about all this stuff. So please, please protect yourself and your family and everything that's holy in your life, okay? Including your health and your well-being, okay? Onward and upward, guys. I'll see you very soon.